Okay, we're up to Pei Vav Amud Aleph in Mishnah. Minayin lepoleta shichva zera b'yom hashlishi shehi tmeya. Shenemar hayu nechonim l'shloshes yomim. The Gemara is going to discuss this in detail, but a poleta shichva zera is a woman who had relations, and then at some point later, the zera comes out of her. So up till 3 days, that's what the Mishnah says, she becomes tamei because of that shichva zera, just like a balkeri, because up till 3 days, the shichva zera is capable of still producing a vlad. After 3 days, it's masriach, and it loses its identity as shichva zera, and it doesn't make her tamei. The Gemara will discuss how much exactly is 3 days. And we learn it from Matan Torah, Hayu Nechonim L'Shloshes Yomim, that there was a separation of 3 days from their wives before Matan Torah, in order that no woman should be a poleta shichva zera when the Torah was given, because the Torah was not given to Bali Kerim. Okay. The idea being that that even though before Matan Torah there was no Tuma, Tosas says, and regular Tmeim, Zovim, Mitzoroyim, right, were not necessarily exempt or excluded from Matan Torah, but Balkeri specifically shows Kalas Rosh, and the Torah had to be received, the aim of the Yira, with a tremendous fear and trepidation, and a Balkeri is the opposite of that. So specifically, a Balkeri couldn't be Makabel Torah, so all the men had to become Tohar from being Balikeri, and the women, up till 3 days, could have become Balikeri from the Zera that would have come out of them, and therefore there had to be a separation for this women's sake for 3 days. And the Gemara is going to discuss it more in detail. The only thing they ask is, Lechora Balkeri could be Kalas Rosh. But why a Poleta Shechva Zera is 3 days later? Where's the Kalas Rosh in that? So Svasema says that any Zera that's not Niklat already shows, right, if for whatever reason the Zera didn't take hold, then that in itself shows Kalas Rosh, which I don't understand 100%, because the woman could have been pregnant beforehand. It has nothing to do with Kalas Rosh. I was thinking of two other reasons. One is that when she's told that Shechva Zera, reminds her of the Kalas Rosh that happened 3 days earlier. So that in itself is a matzah of Kalas Rosh. Or, more simply, the Rabbanan made the Torah said, Balkeri can't be Makabel Torah. Anyone who goes into that cloud, already lo plug. So a woman who's poleta Shechva Zera is a Balkeri. And Hanami, the reason doesn't apply. But across the board, the Torah said, no one who has the din of a Balkeri can be Makabel Torah. Well, no, because the man could go to the mikveh that day. Finish. But 3 days later, right, all they had to do was separate 1 day. What? Yeah. We'll see. The Gemara's in Shrikvah.
So the only way to follow is only for women. It has nothing to do with men. The 3 days of preparation.
Yeah, 3 days was for the sake of the women. Menayin shemarchitzen esamila b'yom hashlishi shecholios b'shabbos. How do you know that that you wash the mila? Some say even on the third day, and some say davka on the third day. Shecholios b'shabbos, even falls on Shabbos, right? Because it's a nice tzorech hamila on the third day. Shenemar vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosem koavim. Says by Shimon and Levi by Shechem that they killed them on the third day when they were in pain. And again, some Rishonim learn that that's the ikker day of the pain, the third day. And some learn that it means for sure the first 2 days are painful, and even the third day is still a day of pain. Minayin shekoshim loshin shel zahoris barosh seir hamishtaleach. How do you know that there's an inyan to tie a piece of red wool on the horns of the seir hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur? Shenemar in yucha toechem kashonim kashel galbinu. If your sins will be red, then they'll turn to white like snow. So they used to put that chut hashoni, the lashon shel zahuris, the red wool, and a miracle happened, it turned to white. Menayin l'sicha kishkiya b'yom ha-kippurim. How do you know that putting oils on your skin, right, or other liquids, rubbing it into the skin on Yom Kippur is like drinking? That's also asur. Afal pi shein raya l'dover zecha l'dover. Even though there's no proof from this pasuk, but it's a hint. Shenemar v'tovo kamayim b'kirbo. It'll go like water inside you, then like oil into your bones. And it's mashma that just like water goes inside you drinking, so too the shemen, when you put it on your arm or on your body, is absorbed in, it's considered just like drinking. Tosa says, why isn't it a raya? Because really the pasuk's not talking about drinking. The pasuk's talking about washing. That putting oil on your skin will be like putting water on your skin. But that it's mamish like drinking, not, and it's not mamish like drinking either. Because on Yom Kippur, anointing yourself is only it's only an isser of lo se'une, or it's what's it called, an isser d'rabbanan. And drinking is chayiv koris. Okay, so it's not exactly like drinking, sicha. And it's mashma over here that it's only legabi Yom Kippur, even though it has, for other halachas also, legabi maisa sheni, you're allowed to buy something for maisa sheni money only if it's edible. But anointing yourself is considered like eating, because it's absorbed into your body. So you're allowed to buy oils to anoint yourself with for maisa sheni money. Legabi truma, sicha is like shtia, it's like drinking it, not destroying it. Legabi halachas of truma, if you destroy truma, as one halacha of how you have to pay. If you eat truma, b'shogeg is a different halacha how to pay. And the sicha is considered like drinking. And legabi other isurim is a shaila. When we get to later on the Gemara, we'll discuss what's it called, the inyan of sicha. By other isurim is a machlokas, whether we learn this only for Yom Kippur and only for those specific things, or it's across the board. If it is across the board, then it's shaila how you're allowed to use soap. Most today soap, I don't know what's made from, but in any case, it used to be soap used to be made from fats of animals, which are awesome. So how do you use soap? Some say that even if sicha is kishtia, that's only if you intend for the thing that you're smearing to stay there and to absorb into your body. But soap, you want to wash off. You want it to use it to wash off whatever's on your arm and not leave it there to absorb in. That kind of sicha is for sure not kishtia. Okay, see Rashi. Shehit meya, the yom hashlishi akati lo misracha, shichva zera, that till the third day, the shichva zera doesn't become rancid, ru'uya liklot, and it's still capable of taking root and having and making a child. Lios v'lad notzer himenu. The karina shichva zera haru'ya lahazriya. In order for shichva zera to mitame, it has to be shichva zera haru'ya lahazriya. Otherwise, it's called shichva zera. Shichva zera means that it's capable of making conception. Legimel yomim, the hikpud hakosav al tumas keri b'matan Torah. The Torah was not given to bali keri. Ukesol kadaitach im yom haprisha ka'omer. And now we think that it means together with the day that they started separating. The bedalad b'shabbos pirshum nishoseihem on Wednesday. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and they separated from their wives on Wednesday. The kiblu Torah b'shabbos. Shehu revi laosan sheshim shumitoseim berevi lifnei aprisha. Right, so somebody lived with their wife on Wednesday already, before the prisha started. So by Shabbos, right, she could still be poleta by Shabbos lifnei aprisha. The tovlu lele Shabbos, they went to the mikvah Friday night. Velochosh hakosu v'miflatu b'Shabbos, and if on Shabbos the zera would come out, it'd be no problem. It was already 4 days. It was more than 3 days. The Eino Shichva Zera Harui Lazria. I will impose to Erev Shabbos, but if the Torah had been given Erev Shabbos, or if they had the Prish on Thursday instead of Wednesday, and then they went to the Mikveh Erev Shabbos, and Leil Shabbos, and then the Zera came out on Shabbos, then she would be Tameh, and she wouldn't be able to Mekabel Torah, because she'd be a Balkeri. Right? Erev Shabbos, Vishlishi Tmeos. And that's why they needed a full 3 days of Prisha, so that in case a woman had Zera come out of her on the day of Matan Torah, it wouldn't be Matameh. It would be after the 3 day period. Minayin Shemarchitzin, the Af Biyom Gimel Mesukinu. That even, Rashi says, even on the third day is still a Sakana. Mashma, the Ikar Sakana is not on the third day. It's even on the third day. This is Machlokas Rishon. Tamayin Bekirbo Keshem Batzmosav, Makis Sicha Lishtiyah. It compares Sicha, anointing, to drinking. And like Tosa said, that's not really the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk. It's really comparing anointing to washing. But since it's also mashma like drinking, there's a remez at least to here. Okay. To the Gemara. Reisha de lo krev elezer ben azaria. Seifa krev elezer ben azaria. Right? Reisha de masnisen, Rashi, de lo krev elezer ben azaria. The ilu li didei shaminin le poletus biyom shlishi tahora, the kam bibraisa. Rabbi Elazar Azaria holds that even on the third day, a woman is tahor if she's poletus shichvazer. Right? You don't need 3 full days. The seifa, the tani marchitzim es hamila, and the seifa, this Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to wash the mila on the third day, even though normally you're not allowed to wash with warm water, right, even a portion of your body on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, dehu amar lo lekamon, perek Rabbi Elazar. Right, that goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's the one who holds like that, that you're allowed to wash the mila. Because other tanoim over there hold you're not allowed to wash it, you're allowed to spritz it, but not mamish wash. So we have the ratio of this Mishnah, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that even less than 3 days is possible that the zera will not be metame. And the sefer goes bafka according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Gemara says, ratio of the look Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sefer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, dik Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tahora shamanale. We heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he says on the third day she's still tar, even if she pulled the shechva zera. So there's mandalo moki kitanoi, the person who prefers not to learn a Mishnah. When you have a Mishnah like this that seems to be contradictory, and you could answer the Mishnah and resolve it by saying that one part of the Mishnah goes according to one opinion, and the other part of the Mishnah goes according to a different opinion. Right, that's one way, that's a more preferable way of resolving a contradiction in Mishnah, to make it go like two different people. The one who doesn't hold like that, who holds that it's better to resolve a Mishnah by saying it all goes according to one person, even if you're going to have to say that it only applies in certain way out cases or whatever. It's a better way of explaining the Mishnah, that it all goes according to one person, than to say the Mishnah is going according to two different people. Right, so man delo moki kitanoi, tana reisha tahora. So he learns in the Reisha not minayin lepoletus shechvazera biyom hashlishi tameya, but she tahora. And Tosfos points out that there were two different girsos, there were two different prices. One said tameya, one said tahora. So if you would rather explain this Mishnah as all going according to one Tana, then choose the girsa of the brisa that says tahora, and learn that. Not that we're changing it in order to make it go according to one person. There were brises that had tameya and were brises that had tahora. So our Mishnah would the better, the gears of our Mishnah would be tahora. And therefore, umoki la lekulak, Rabbi Elazar, and the whole thing goes like Rabbi Elazar. On the third day, she's tahor, right? Because already by the third day, the shechva zera is rancid. And the seifa is also Rabbi Elazar Nazari. Uman demokim kitanoi, and the one who would rather resolve the Mishnah by making it go according to two different people, rather than saying that it applies only in a certain case or trying to change the girsa, right? Better to say it's two different people. Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That he would resolve this Mishnah by saying the Reisha and the Hanami is like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Sefer is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The whole Mishnah is not one person. Two different opinions. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rabbanan, and the Sefer goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi. Reisha Masnish Lovers Ideal Udesha Min Le Poletus Biomashlishi Tahora, the Kamen Bebraisa, the Sefer Gitari Marchitsa Samila, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Hu Amar Lala Kamon, Perik Rabbi Elazar. Mandalo Moki Ketanoi, the Dochik Umoki Masnishin Betray Taimi. Right? That he would rather, the one who holds, in general, that he would rather set the Mishnah talking about two different cases, but still to work out according to the same person. O Meshabish Law, Mefarish Law, Delolo, or he says, no, the Mishnah is not the right girsa, there's a different girsa. Right? Somebody who would prefer, right, throughout Shas, to resolve Mishnayos that are contradictory like that, right? Mefarish Law, Delolo, Okmi Kitanoi, right? And in order not to make it come like two different people, that in one Mishnah the two different opinions are represented, Mishabesh law, he would rather say that the Mishnah is not the right girsa. There's a different version of the Mishnah that's more proper. The Omer Mishabesh Tohi, the Tani Beit Tahora, and therefore here to use a different girsa of Tahora, then he would have to say that the girsa over here is Tahora, in order to make it work out, because otherwise the Reisha is a steerer to the Sefer. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Sefer goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Uman demoki lo ketanoi, denichale lo okme ketanoi, milameimer mishabeshtohi, and the one who holds that it's better to resolve a Mishnah by saying that it goes according to two different opinions than to say that it's not the right version, right? To start fooling around with the versions of the Mishnah, or to say that it's talking about two different cases, same person, but two different cases, that's less pashut than saying that it's talking from two different people. So that shita will learn this Mishnah that it goes according to two different tanoi. This shaila, whether it's better to resolve a Mishnah where there's a contradiction by saying that it goes according to two different opinions, rather than saying that the version is not right or whatever, or the opposite, that's a machlokus in hamafkid. Gabi chavis, tom Rabbi Yochanan, mandi matargim li chavis aliba dechad tana movim le mani lebeis ksusa. Over there, the Mishnah, I'm not going to go into what the Mishnah is over there, the Mishnah has, part of the Mishnah seems to go according to one opinion, and the other part of the Mishnah seems to go according to the opposite opinion. So if one Mishnah, that the beginning goes according to one sheet, and the end goes according to a different sheet. So Rabbi Yochanan said over there, anybody who can explain this Mishnah to me, that it should all go according to one opinion, I'll be his shamus. I'll take his clothes to the bathhouse for him. Okay. Umoki Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. And the end of the Gemara over there says that the Reisha of that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Ihavi boy, Havi Motsi La'ok, may betray Tanei, right? Uvechad Tana. And if he would have wanted to, he could have said the Mishnah goes according to either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel, and said, but it's talking about two different cases. Not talking about one case, only two different cases. But, and then it could go according to one person. The Ika de Moki, the Hosum Bechad Tano, Moki Sefer, Behishinicha, Bemokom Shenem, Mokoma. And some Taka learn like that, that it's talking according to one opinion, but in two different cases. And some over there learn that it's talking about two different opinions. And that's a machlokas. What's the better way of resolving a Mishnah? And it applies throughout Shas. So the one who holds that it's better to set it up, that it's taka, two different opinions reflected in one Mishnah, here would say that the Reisha is Rabbanan and the Seif is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the one who doesn't hold that that's a good way of resolving Mishnayos would be able to answer it, that what's it called, that to change the girsa here and say that instead of Tamei it says Tahora. Okay. By Yom HaShlishi, Gigon Shishimsha Behe, no, this is the next piece, yeah? Tana Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says by the third day already, if she discharges the zera, she's tahor, because the zera on the third day already is putrid. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, tamim shehein dalet onos, tamim shehei hey onos, tamim shehei vav onos. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Sometimes the amount of time from the time that she had relations till the time the zera came out and still is tameh, sometimes it's a full four onos, right? It's an ona here means daytime or nighttime period, okay? So sometimes 3 days is only four onos, because she had bia, at the end of the day. Okay, and that day counts as one day, because Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. So let's say she had be on Wednesday. So you have Wednesday as one day, even though it's only 2 minutes. Then you have Wednesday night, right? That's one ona. Thursday morning is two onos. Thursday night is another ona, okay? Full onos. And Friday morning already is the third day, because you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mixas Hayom of Friday is also Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So you have two partial days, right, and four full onos. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, and what's it called, and Friday.
Yeah, Wednesday day, is she serving?
No, Wednesday day is not a full onos, two minutes before. So four onos, right? 3 days, but only four onos. So therefore, what's it called? That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says. And therefore, sometimes in those 3 days, you'll have more onos. If they had bia Tuesday night, in the beginning of the night, then Wednesday doesn't count as a day till it's a complete day, Tuesday night and Wednesday. So you have another two onos. You have Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, right? Thursday morning, Thursday night, And the third day is Friday, it's possible to have already six olmos, or it's possible to have five. It depends when the Zera came out and when the Bia was, how many full days and nights they're going to be, but even a portion of the day counts for the day. So you need 3 days. Sometimes those 3 days are a full six olmos. Sometimes there is as little as four olmos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and we'll see there's another sheet later on in the Gemara, but right now we have three. Rabbi Akiva Omer, La'olam Hei. It's always five olmos. In Yatzasa, Mixas Ona, Rishona, Nasin La Mixas Ona, Shishis. You always have to have five olmos. And if the first one is only a partial day, you make it up with the last one, Ratzah called, and you make the two partial days one. But you can't have less than five olmos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rashi, let's see what's going on here. B'yom HaShlishi, Kigon Shishim Shobehe, they had relations on Thursday, Upolta Shech V'Zera B'Shabbos, and she discharged the Zera on Shabbos. Lo Shno Shim Shotchilas Leil Chamishi, doesn't make a difference if they had Bia the beginning of Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, right? So then Thursday is a full night and a full day. The Ishtoi Dalit Ono Shlemos, right? Because then there was a four full Onos, right? Leil Hay, meaning Wednesday night, the Hay, and Thursday daytime is two Onos. Leil Vav is Friday night, Thursday night, and Vav and Friday, right? And then Shabbos, she was Poletas Shechva Zera, right? Which is the third day, because you have Wednesday, Thursday, what's it called? You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it's 3 days, and it's four Onos, okay? Lo Shno Shimshe Yom Hei Im Chashecha. Doesn't make a difference if they had Bia on Thursday towards evening. Still, Thursday is going to be the first day. And it's only 2 minutes long. So there's no Ona at all. There's no full Ona on Thursday. But Thursday counts as one day because part of the day is counted like a day. The Lo Ishtoi Ela Nitzas Hei, the Leil Vav, Vivav, the Leka Ela Beis Onos Lemos. Then there's only two Onos, complete Onos. Because the Bia was, what's it called, Thursday, a minute before Shkia, and Thursday counts as one day. Then you have Thursday night, and Friday daytime is full Onos, and then the Zera came out on Shabbos, which is the third day. Doesn't make a difference. Still, she's going to be, what's it called, Tahora. Ha'ona o Yom o Laila. Now she says an Ona means a daytime period or a nighttime period. That's called an Ona. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pamim Shehem Bo Lachlok. He came to argue Velomar de Poletus Begimel Lishimusha Tmeil. That if on the third day Shitaka discharges the Zera, she's going to be Tomei, not Tahor. Of a Poletus Bedala Tahora. But if on the fourth day she's Poletus, then she'll be Tahor. But through the first 3 days, the discharge is Tomei. Umodinaloch, the Mikta Sayom Kikulo. And he says, I agree to you that a portion of the day is considered like a full day. The lohik pida Torah le b'minyan shel yomim, the lo b'minyan ha'onos, right? Therefore, the Torah was only makbid on the what's it called? On the number of days, not the number of onos. And therefore, as long as you have 3 days that pass by, right, she's tahor on the fourth day, but not on the third day. So I agree with you. He says in one prat that it's not full onos; it's just days. Even a portion of the day is counted as a day. But I disagree with you, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that you hold that on the third day itself, she's going to be Tahar. I hold on the third day, she's still Tameh if she discharges. Only on the fourth day, she'll become Tahar. Upamim shein dalet onos, shleimos. Sometimes, therefore, it'll be four full onos. Shim shimsha dalet b'shabes, im chashecha. If she, what's it called, had relations on Wednesday towards evening, okay, Pleitasa Tmeya at Chila Shabbos. Then her discharge will remain Tameh until the beginning of Shabbos, until the beginning of Friday night. So then you have four Onos, right? Only. Pamim Shem Hei Onos. Kigon Shim Shabbatchilas Hayom Shal Dalet. Right? Or it's possible that she, what's it called, will have five Onos. If she had relations at the beginning of what's it called, the beginning of the day of Wednesday. Not the night time, not Tuesday night, but Wednesday morning. That'll add one more Ona. That's five. Tam Mishem Vav. Sometimes if she had relations Tuesday night, which is the beginning of Wednesday, right, then what's it called, then you'll have six almost. You'll have the night and the day of Wednesday, which you didn't have before, plus the other onos that you have anyway. She started on, what's it called, right before Wednesday night. So, nosnim l'mitzis onavav, l'hashlim hei, right, and Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you always need five onos. And if you don't have five full onos, then you can have, the fifth one can be a portion here and a portion there. You can be mitzarif, the portion that started and the portion that it ended, and make that into one ona. So if you have 6 hours, what's it called, in the beginning, but not a full 12 hours, right, and 6 hours in the end, and not a full 12 hours, those two are mitzarif to make the five.
Is an ona always exactly 12 shows up?
No, no, it's day and night, no matter how long the day is. Machlokas, but that's pashas, day or night, no matter how long the day is or night. It's a night period and a day period, not 12 hours. Yeah, whatever, yeah, but that does nothing to do with shows anymore. That has to do with day and night, yeah. It's not nothing to do with the hours. It has to do with the day period, night period, however you split it up. It's not nothing to do with shows.
So from nightfall till sunrise or whatever, however many
hours that is? Yeah, yeah. No matter how you split it up, it's night and day. It's not hours. According to, that's what we're learning. Onas vav l'hashlim hei v'chol ha'poletas b'so hei ono shleimos t'meyah. According to Rabbi Akiva, wherever the discharge will be within five full onos, okay, this, she's tamei. If it's out of the five full onos, then she'll be tar. You don't count portions of onos. It's five full ones, but you can be mitzarif to make the fifth one a portion in the beginning, a portion in the end. Okay, let's go on. Amru rabbanan kamedu rapapa, v'amri lo rapapa l'rava. So the rabbanan said this sugya in front of rapapa, and some say rapapa said it to Rava. Bishlama Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah k'rabbanan da'amrei behei ovid prisha. We're going to have a machlokas very soon when the Torah was given. When, what's it called? When they made prisha, when they separated from their wives. Right? Rabbi Shmuel k'rabbi Yossi. Machlokas is like this. Everybody holds the Torah was given on Shabbos. Okay? And the shaila only is what date Shabbos was. Right? So Rabbi Yossi holds that the date of Shabbos was the seventh day of Sivan. Because Rosh Chodesh Sivan was already on Sunday. Okay? If Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, then Shabbos was the seventh day of Sivan. The Rabbanan hold that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. And therefore, what's it called? Sixth day of Sivan was Friday. Okay. So the Rabbanan hold that the Torah was given on Shabbos, and that was the sixth day of Sivan. And Rabbi Yossi holds the Torah was given on Shabbos. That was the seventh day of Sivan. Okay. They also argue when exactly did they separate from their wives. When did Moshe Rabbeinu say that you should separate from your wife? Okay. Because the Rabbanu Shem didn't say anything to them on Rosh Chodesh. And everything started the day after Rosh Chodesh. And then the Torah gives a sequence of what the Rabbanu Shem said and when he told them to make the three-day separation. So if everything started already on Monday, that was the day after Rosh Chodesh, then the sequence was one day earlier. If everything started on Tuesday, because Rosh Chodesh was Monday, then the sequence was one day later. So the Rabbanan hold that the Prisha started on Thursday. And the Rabbi Yossi holds the Prisha started on Wednesday. And in truth, there were really 4 days of Prisha, but Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So he says like this. So Rabbi Papa said to Rava, right, I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He holds like the Rabbanan, right? The Amrei Behei Ovid Prisha, that they hold that the Prisha was done on Thursday, and therefore the Torah was given on Shabbos. That means that if a woman on Shabbos would have had discharged the Zera, she'd be Tahar. Otherwise, it wouldn't have helped to separate from their wives on Thursday. So that means Thursday, Friday, Shabbos already is the third day, and if there would have been a Prisha, they'd be Tahar. Otherwise, why did the Rebbe give the Torah on Shabbos? He should have made them separate a day earlier. So the Rabbanan, what's it called? The Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds like the Rabbanan, that the Prisha was on Thursday, and by Shabbos, when the Torah was given, it wouldn't have made a difference anymore if she was Poletes. They went to the mikveh Friday night, And if Shabbos morning she was poleta shechvazer, she'd still be tahar. So there's no problem. So how many days do you need to make the zera tahar? Right, just Thursday and Friday. That was it. And already on Shabbos she would have been tahar. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds. Right. Okay. Wait, hold on. The Gemara knew also the pasuk. Okay. So obviously the Gemara's going to speak about it. The Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Bedalit of the Prisha. And Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Prisha started on Wednesday. So there was 3 full days of Prisha before Shabbos: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then if she was Poleta Shechvazera on Shabbos, she'd be tahar. But if she would have been Poleta Shechvazera on Friday, she'd be tamei. So you're still tamei within the 3 days, right? The third day is a day of tuma, not a day of tahara, according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and that's like the Rabban. That's like Rabbi Yossi. That what's it called? That you needed 4 days of prisha, and it's only on the fourth day that she would have been tahar, and not what's it called? Not on the third day. El Rabbi Akiva, come on. Who does Rabbi Akiva go like? The fact that you always need 5 onos. Who does that go like? See Rashi till now. Bishlama. Amru alahat kafted lekamei. Right, the Gemara is going to say this question either that Rav Papa asked it or the Rabbanan asked it to Rav Papa. Bishlama plugs the Rabbanan Rav Yossi bebraisa. Right, this machlokus is in a braisa. Umaisi lo b'hai pirka lekamon. The Gemara is going to bring it down soon. The Rabbanan behei b'shabes parshu. According to the Rabbanan, they started separating from the wives on Thursday. The Rav Yossi bedalit, and according to Rav Yossi, they separated from the wives on Wednesday already. And everybody holds that on Shabbos the Torah was given. The kivan de b'Shabbos nitnu al korchach b'leil Shabbos tovlu. Since it was given on Shabbos, they must have gone to the mikvah already Friday night, because they didn't. The Gemara is going to say later they couldn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning because some people will be in the mikvah when the Torah was given. Right? These people who come back from the mikvah, these people who come back from Matan Torah. Everybody had to be at the same place at the same time for Matan Torah. So they took care of the mikvah Friday night already. So they were tovel on Friday night, right? The kivan de b'Shabbos nitnu al korcha b'leil Shabbos tovlu v'lo shachris kidem uktaris lekamon shelo yu halolu tovlim v'halolu mahalchim lekabel Torah. These people are busy in the mikvah, and the other ones are going to get mekabel Torah. Everybody had to be ready to go and get the Torah ready Shabbos morning. So if they had to go to the mikvah, they went Friday night. Hilkach bishlama Rebbe Lazar karabonin the amri b'chamisha b'Shabbos ovet prisha. Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah, he holds like the rabbanan that the separation from their wives started on Thursday. The Yeshalo Pirshu Ella im Chashecha. And it's possible that some people only separated from their wives Thursday towards the evening. Okay? Umidatovlu Leil Shabbos. And since they went to the mikvah Leil Shabbos, Velo Choshu Shematif Altenu Od, and they weren't choshish that maybe she'll discharge the Zera after she went to the mikvah, and she'll be Tamei, Shema Minod, the Poltetus, but give to her. That if she would have discharged on Shabbos, it would be no problem. She already went to mikvah, she's tahar, and the discharge of the zera would not make her tameh. That means that on the third day already, she's tahar. The zera is only tameh for 2 days, the third day is already tahar. Mikzus hayom shotash mishkekulo. And the portion of the day that they live together, that's counted like a full day. So you count the 3 days, right, portion of a day, 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 and then by the third day, she's tahar. Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Begimel Tmeya, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that on the third day she'd still be Tameh. Right? It's not that the third day becomes Tahar. The third day is still Tameh. You need 3 full days to go by, or you need 3 portions of days to go by, and only on the fourth day will she be Tahar. Right? Kesavar Bedalit Ovid Prisha. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the Prisha started on Wednesday. Okay? Rabbi Yossi, the Havi Leil Shabbos Revi. And therefore Friday night will be the fourth day already, not the third day. So only on the fourth day, meaning on Shabbos, was there no problem if she'd be poleta shechvazera. But had the Torah been given on Friday, they would have had to been porish a day earlier. Because then, if she was poleta shechvazera on Friday, even though they were porish from Wednesday, she still would be tummy. Some people didn't cease having relations till close to the night of that day. The leka eladalit onos, right? And there's only 4 onos. Leil hay, the hay, leil vav, the vav. Right? You have, what's it called? Wednesday night, and what's it called? And Thursday night, and what's it called, and Friday during the daytime. Then they went to the mikveh, right? And after that, if anything would happen, wouldn't be a problem. So even though it's 3 days, but it's not three full days. It's only four full onos. Vafilu hachi mishatavlu on Friday night, play tasum tahora. We're not afraid what would happen after that. They went to the mikveh, it's finished. No more problem. I, maybe she'll discharge the zera after that. No problem. The lo hikpida Torah lebiyomim. The Torah said 3 days, right? She remains tameh. But it doesn't make a difference how long those 3 days are. It could be 3 days that are made up of a minute, and a minute in the other end, and four onos in between. Ela Rabbi Akiva de Omar, kol hey onos tmeya im tiflot. He holds that you always need five full onos to make the zera tahor. Five onos have to pass. Five full onos. It's not dependent on 3 days or on 2 days. It's dependent on how many onos there are. Kemat, who does he go like? Where does he learn that you needed full daytime and nighttime periods, five of them? For yomim ksiv, it says 3 days. And days are even mixus hayom kekula. V'kaimala mixus hayom kekula. Gemara says, la'olam k'reb yosi. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you need 3 days, and within the 3 days is still tameh. Only on the fourth day will be tahor. Kida Omer of Adabarava, right? And he learned it from the following way. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, and he learned it the following way. Like Rav Adabarava said, Moshe b'hashkama Ola u'v'hashkama Yoret. Moshe always went up to Har Sinai early in the morning, and when he came down to speak to the people, he always came down early in the morning. He didn't come down at the end of the day, he only came down at the beginning of the daytime. That's when he went up, that's when he came down. Vahashkoma Allah, he went up to Chsi, Vayashki Moshe Babokra, Vayal Har Sinai. That's success. He got up early in the morning, went up to Har Sinai. So we know that when he was Ola, he went up early in the morning. Vahashkoma Yora, Dichsiv Leich Reid, Violisa, Atovi Aronimoch, Makishirid Aliyah, Ma'aliya Vashkom, Afirida Vashkom. Right? So when he came down, it compares it to when he went up. So just like when he went up was early in the morning, when he came down was early in the morning. So he always spoke to the people early in the morning, or he went up to speak to the Rabbanim from early in the morning. Okay, the beginning of the daytime period. So now, Lomale Lamemra Lahu, V'Homer Avhuna Yisrael Kedoshim, hey? V'Homer, why do you have to tell them, separate from your wives early in the morning? Right? Today, separate from your wives early in the morning, right? They don't have relations in the daytime. So you don't have to say that at all. You don't have to tell them separate from your wives today, in the morning. Right? You just have told them, tonight, don't have relations with your wife. Why have to tell them early in the morning that day they shouldn't have relations, okay, in the daytime? They wouldn't anyway. Samara says, no, he had to tell them that. Right? If the house was dark, right, you close the shades, and it's mutter. The Omar Rava, the same Rav Papa, Talmud Chacham, Afal B'Taliso mutter. Or a Talmud Chacham also is allowed, even if it's a light room, he's allowed to make it dark for himself by putting the covers over them. So there are ways of having relations even during the day. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them in the daytime, early in the morning, don't separate from your wives today. Right? Even though it was daytime, and even though normally people don't have relations daytime, there are ways of having relations in the daytime. See Rashi. La'olam Rabbi Akiva Krabiosi, Ukud Rav Ada, the Omer Moshe kol aliyosa b'hashkoma ola, the chol yuridosa b'hashkoma. Whenever Moshe went up to the mountain, it was in the early morning, and when he came down to speak to the people, it was early morning. Hilkach, you read the Siva Yerid Moshe minahor la'om, when it says that Moshe came to speak to the people on Wednesday. When did he speak to them? Wednesday morning, early. Okay? It was Wednesday morning, early. And the fact that he had to tell them to separate Wednesday morning already means you needed a full ona that by Shabbos there shouldn't be a problem of poleta shechva zera. So you needed Wednesday, daytime, what's it called, Wednesday night, it's two onos. Thursday daytime is three onos, Thursday night four, Friday five, and then they went to the mikveh Friday night, and then if Friday night she would have been poleta shechva zera, wouldn't have been a problem. So you see that from the fact that the chronology, there was five full onos till Matan Torah. That's where Rabbi Akiva learns it. Okay? He learns that Moshe Rabbeinu told them the din of Prisha Wednesday morning. So you see from there, there were five onos that were necessary till Friday night when they went to the mikveh, and then what's it called, after that, no problem would be. But if there were five full onos, then there would be a problem Friday night if she was kolet the Sheikh Lazer. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns it. Shema Minoa ad hei onos shleimos kopikra. That the Torah said that until five full onos is going to be a problem. So you better separate immediately now in the daytime, right? And anyway, they wouldn't have lived together. Gemara says, no, there was ways they could have lived together that day. So they had to be told, separate on Wednesday daytime. And if you add all the onos till Friday night when they went to the mikveh, you're going to come to five full onos. Why do you have to tell them, Wednesday morning, don't have any relations today, right? The Yudhis just said, from tonight on, don't have relations, because you're not going to have relations anyway during the daytime. It's not snias to look one at the other one bishas bia. So Mara says no. So you can do it in a dark room, so you can't see. Or a Talmud Chacham who will control himself and not look can do it under the covers. Talmud Chacham shoots anua v'lo yistakel sagile b'mafel taliso. It's enough for him that he just covers over the talis over here. It doesn't mean it's talis. It means the covers. Right? He'll darken the room with the darken the where they're living together with the, by putting the covers over them.